Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Cella. I'm Veronica Vilsky here with Emily Swafford. Emily has very recently completed our 2016 Spanish and Medicine program in Cusco, Peru, and she has graciously agreed to tell us more about her experience there. Emily, bienvenido, and thank you for connecting with me for this interview.
You're so welcome.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from Crossville, Tennessee. I go to the University of Miami, where I'm studying microbiology and also Spanish. I have an older brother and a younger sister. We just got a brand new puppy named Lucy, and she's adorable. I plan to be a doctor. I'm not sure exactly what kind yet. I'd like to have an open mind. And in my free time, I really like to go to the beach. I love to wake surf on our boat in lakes, and I like to run.
Excellent. So what are your future goals as far as your career goes?
Well, I really want to go to medical school and practice medicine, hopefully in Miami, just because I love it there so much.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying before, I really haven't decided on a specialty. I know some things I feel like I would be interested in. I think I might be interested in surgery or maybe emergency medicine. But I really just want to go into med school with an open mind. So I'm not exactly sure what I want to do.
Yeah, that's a good way to go in. What made you decide to attend the Spanish and Medicine program?
Well, I was looking through our pre-health file at University of Miami, and I saw the Spanish and Medicine program, and I was just very excited as soon as I saw it because as a Spanish major and a pre-medical student, those things just go, it fit perfectly for me. And so I went ahead and looked on the website and listened to a couple interviews of other students that I had already been and realized that it was really the program for me. So I went ahead and filled out the application and talked to some other people and decided to go.
Nice. So how do you see that program benefiting your future career?
Oh, I feel like it's already benefited it tremendously. My Spanish has improved so much from being in Peru for 6 weeks. I got to experience the healthcare system in Peru and watch a lot of different doctors and a lot of different specialties. And I feel like it's definitely something I could talk about in a med school interview. I'm really grateful for the opportunity that I had to be there.
So as far as classes go, what did a typical weekday look like?
Well, the first 3 weeks I was there, we had our classes in the morning, and then we did volunteer in the afternoon. So we were in class starting at either 8 or 9 and going till 1, I think it was. And so the days we started at 8, we had an extra medical Spanish class in the morning, the first hour. And then the day we started at 9, we just had the class that you signed up for. For me, it was the Latin American cultural class, which I took the first 3 weeks. And then the last 3 weeks, we moved our classes to the afternoon so that we could shadow in the mornings. And so from there, I think classes started at 1 and then, or maybe they started at 2. I think they started at 2 and they went till 5 or 6, I believe, or 6 or 7, depending on if we had that extra Spanish class in the evenings now. And the last 3 weeks was the medical terminology class. And I think just about everyone in the program took that medical terminology class the last 3 weeks.
Did you feel like it was a good balance of things, or did you feel overwhelmed? Because that sounds like a lot to do.
I like the morning classes a lot better because if you have those classes in the morning and you're done by midday, you still have a lot of time to do everything. But when we had the classes in the afternoon, you either had shadowing in the morning or you were kind of just waiting around because there wasn't too much you could do when you had to eat lunch and then go to class at like 1 o'clock. So I feel like the last 3 weeks I didn't get to do as much sightseeing and stuff during the week, but I understand why they had to put it in the afternoon because it's easier to shadow doctors in the morning because a lot of the doctors will finish their day at like 1 or 2, and so they don't really have a great shadowing program for the afternoon.
How did Acela's teaching methods compare to your university learning experiences?
At Acela, it was much more, I guess I could say, hands-on or more involving because instead of staring at a book and, you know, taking notes or listening to a lecture where you weren't really participating, it was all about involvement. We did a lot of discussion-based classes. We took some field trips around Cusco, going to see the market to see some herbal medicines and stuff along those lines. So I think it was really nice considering the aspects of the program because we are already immersed, so they kind of added on to that by making it more of a discussion-based classroom setting instead of a sit and listen.
Nice. Do you feel like it helped you learn more then?
Yes, I really do.
What types of medical shadowing and then volunteer work did you do?
Well, when we were volunteering, the first 3 weeks, we went to La Clinica de San Jose, which is a like clinic that they have. It's kind of like a hospital. They have the different specialties and all that, but it's more volunteer. They make to where the people that come in only have to pay what they're able to. So some people would pay the full price of their medical care and other people wouldn't pay anything. So they run a lot off of volunteers. And so we volunteered there. And then we also volunteered at Madre Teresa, which is kind of like an orphanage for kids with disabilities. And the women that work there take care of the kids that have kind of been abandoned. And we helped a lot with feeding them because a lot of them are in wheelchairs and they can't eat on their own. So they do a really good job there and we were able to volunteer with them. And then for shadowing, I saw a lot of different specialties. I was in gastro. I worked in a hematology lab. I followed with obstetrics, general medicine, emergency, and infectious disease. So I kind of tried to get a broad view of everything. I tried to visit each specialty at least once.
So could you choose that from day to day? Like, oh, today I want to go to gastro or today.
Yeah, show up at the hospital that you're assigned to and they try to mix it up. So I actually went to 3 different hospitals. And then the person that they contact that works at the hospital will be like, okay, so who wants to go to gastro today? And then like, you know, 2 to 3 people or sometimes just one person would kind of raise their hand. And so you kind of got to pick what you wanted to do every day. So you could stay the same specialty if you want. But I think most people switch it up.
How did these different opportunities impact you and your view of your future career as a doctor?
They were very beneficial. I think it was just nice to see the environment that these people work in. One thing I really liked was a lot of times there were other medical students, like Peruvian medical students there, watching and interacting with the patients too. So I really liked being able to see that environment with the doctor as like the teacher and the medical students and how they interacted together and how they were learning, because that's where I'm going to be when I'm in med school. And so seeing kind of how that whole scenario plays out was very interesting. It was also very different than the U.S. in a few aspects. We went to the regional hospital, which is a lot of times where the poor go. And so there's not a lot of money that's being fed into this hospital. So you could kind of see how that impacted certain things. They didn't have enough space always to isolate people that needed to be isolated. For example, there's a lot of tuberculosis patients. And so sometimes those patients would end up being in the same rooms as other patients that have depleted immune systems, which in the U.S. we just look at that and think, oh, like that's horrible. But they're just really trying to work with what they can. And if it's an infectious disease, it's an infectious disease, so they might all be together. So I think they impacted me quite a bit and kind of opened up my mind to what it's really like in the healthcare system in Peru.
Did you see any different practices other than, you know, just like space constraints or monetary constraints? Did you see other practices that were new to you?
They definitely don't use as much medication as we use in the States. So one thing that was very shocking to me was when I was in gastro, we saw a lot of colonoscopies and endoscopies, and they did like the endoscopies completely normal without anesthesia, without numbing the mouth or anything. You can do that. It's not really changing anything. It's just about the comfort of the patient. So I remember when they first started, I was a little bit like in horror because I thought they'd already anesthetized the patient, but really they hadn't and weren't planning to. And so I was very like sympathizing with the patient as they were doing the endoscopy, because it's not really pleasant to get shoved down your throat when you're just laying on your side trying not to think about it.
Right. But people seem to handle it pretty well. I mean, if that's the norm, that's just what
they did. There was
just what happened.
I mean, there was quite a few gagging sounds, but there was nothing. None of them really protested.
Did you go attend this program alone?
I did. I actually, when I was like on the way, I found out that someone else from, there was actually four of us from University of Miami there, but one of them was one of my pretty good friends, and I hadn't realized that he was going on the trip until just a little bit before. So I did know him going there, but I had initially planned on going alone.
Nice. And then when you got there, was it difficult to make friends with other people in the program or in your classes?
No, not at all. You get to know the people in your classes so well because you spend so much time with them, and they keep the class size small. But then there's breaks every 2 hours of class, and they do have a lot of different programs in Acela where you can go do things outside of class together. Like we had a cooking class one day, we rode horses one day, and you really bond with the other kids. And I didn't think it was difficult to make friends at all.
Do you think that they're friendships that will kind of stick with you after this program?
I really do. I mean, I know that some of them I probably won't, but for the most part, we're all like Facebook friends, and I really think we'll try to stay connected. I know there's certain people that I will stay connected to just because we see each other at school or we live closer than others. But if you want to stay in touch with someone from the program, you'll find a way to.
What activities did you do on your weekends?
On the weekends, we spent mostly to travel, which is what I recommend. Use the weekends wisely because you have Friday night and Saturday night and even Sunday night to be traveling completely. So I know one weekend we went all the way to Puerto Maldonado to go to the jungle. So we took a bus during the night, like a 10-hour bus ride, and then we're able to spend like 2 or 3 days wherever you travel to, and then you can take a bus overnight back, and you can really see a lot more of the country instead of just being stuck in Cusco. So we went to the jungle, we went to Puno, there's trips to Cañon that are like overnight to Arequipa. So I really recommend taking every single weekend to go somewhere outside of Cusco because you actually have the time to do so.
What was the most adventurous thing you did while in Peru?
Adventurous? I would probably say going to the jungle just because we went there, not through Acela, because Acela did the trip to Puno and they did the trip to Arequipa like as a group, and so everyone, and to also Machu Picchu. And they kept everyone, you know, together, and they planned everything, and it was really easy. You know, we just kind of showed up. But when we went to the jungle, me and my friends that went had to, you know, find our own bus ticket, buy the bus ticket, go there, get to the bus station, and we kind of did the whole thing ourselves. So it was a lot more adventurous. We were able to spend a couple nights in the jungle and we kayaked in the Amazon River. We went ziplining. But it was just cool because we were able to kind of be more in control of everything we wanted to do. And it was, we didn't always have everything planned. So it was kind of like a little up in the air and fun. So I really enjoyed that.
That does sound like fun. So did you camp in the jungle?
We stayed in these little like huts that had like a mosquito net over the bed. So we had a bed, but it's very, like, open. Like, the hut that we were in, basically, like, the top half didn't really have, like, walls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool.
That is cool. Back to, like, shadowing. So speaking Spanish is intimidating, especially when you get to a new country. And then you jumped into volunteering and medical shadowing. How did you feel about your Spanish on those first days as compared to the end of your 6 weeks?
Well, I kind of came in already having quite a bit of Spanish under my belt, so communicating wasn't a real issue for me. Obviously, my Spanish improved tremendous amounts throughout the 6 weeks I was there, but I know a lot of people that came not knowing a word of Spanish when they showed up, Mm-hmm. And the good thing about the shadowing is if you don't know any Spanish, just make sure you're with someone that speaks Spanish pretty well when you go to shadow your doctor, and that person can translate for you. Like, I translated in gastro for one of my friends just about the whole time. So there's definitely ways to still understand. But I could tell by the end of the 6 weeks, like for her, she was understanding so much on her own and didn't even need other kids' help for translating.
Excellent. Did you have any blunders during your class time or shadowing time?
In class, of course. I think everyone makes a lot of mistakes just with grammar and with words. But it's not really, I wouldn't call it like a social blunder. Like, everyone's really accepting that, oh, you're learning the language and really wants to help you out. Like, of course, they'll laugh normally, but, like, mm-hmm. just laugh along with them. And it's really nothing bad. I didn't really have any problems with the shadowing. A lot of times with the shadowing, you're just kind of out of the way. So you're not doing a lot of conversing with the doctor. They may talk to you, and it's more of just a, like, nod your head, si, entiendo. You know, like, it's not as much as you can ask questions, obviously, but a lot of times you're just kind of there, trying not to be in the way.
Mm-hmm. What encouragement do you have for others who are maybe intimidated when they think about attending this Spanish and medicine program?
I mean, really, just don't overthink it. If you want to go to Peru and you want to travel or to wherever in Acela you want to go, I know they have other locations, I really just say just do it. There's nothing intimidating about it. You're going to meet people that have way better Spanish than you. You're going to meet people that have never spoken Spanish in their lives. And no one's going to judge you for your level of Spanish that you come into the program with. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to accept you for who you are, where you're from. They're going to be excited to know you. There's really nothing to be scared of. I know that it can be scary, especially traveling by yourself, going to a foreign country. It might be your first time going through customs alone and all that stuff. But once you get there, it's an incredible experience, and you're not going to regret a moment of it.
What is your favorite Spanish word or phrase, and what does it mean?
This one, I think I'm going to steal our program director, Igor's, because he says it all the time. So, que chévere. It's so funny because it's kind of like saying, like, how cool. And first of all, I just think saying the word chévere is pretty cool in itself. But I just feel pretty cool when I say it, and I get him crap about it because he says it all the time. But I guess that's what I would go with.
Oh, that's good. Do you have anything else to share in closing?
I just want to say, if you're thinking about doing the Spanish and medicine program through Acela, I highly recommend it. It's going to be an experience that you'll never forget. And it's a good amount of time. If you go for the Spanish and medicine program, that 6 weeks, you really have enough time to get very familiar with your area. You have enough time to make friends and feel like you're there. You know, it's not like as soon as you're there, you leave. Like, you have enough time to see a lot of things and experience the actual culture of a place, and not just the touristic culture that's kind of laid on top for the tourists, that, you know, the prepackaged culture. You get to actually experience it and actually see what it's like to be a Peruvian or wherever you plan to go. And so I recommend it. And I think that if you go, you'll have a great time and you won't regret a second of being there.
Thank you so much for your time and sharing your expertise with us. And it's my pleasure to be able to share your stories and passion with everybody. So, buena suerte en todo.
Gracias.